We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's 2:47. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Neil David Suits is an independent filmmaker and mental health advocate. He also has bipolar disorder. His feature film, Human Like You, A Bipolar Odyssey, draws on his experience of mental illness. The film has received attention from mental health groups. Now, thanks to a booking with the Goodrich Quality Theaters chain, Suits hopes more people will see it. 12 Goodrich theaters in Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan are showing the film this fall. Here in the Champaign-Urbana area, Human Like You, A Bipolar Odyssey, will be screened at the Savoy 16. It opens Saturday morning. On Saturday and Sunday, the film will be shown at 10:30 a.m. Then next week, Monday through Friday, it will be shown at 7:30 p.m. You can see a trailer of the film at the website bipolarfilm.com. And I'm very pleased this afternoon to have Neil David Suits as my guest. Neil, good to talk with you.
It's great to talk to you too, Celeste. Thank you so much for having me on your NPR station.
My pleasure. Well, what is the story you tell in Human Like You, this feature film? It's not a documentary.
Correct. I'll work from the back or from the end sort of to the beginning. The message of the film is that total and complete recovery is possible. Too often in the media and in people's own experience, they think of people with mental illness, whether in my case it's bipolar disorder or perhaps another mental illness, as violent, unstable people. And let me say first and foremost, I don't deny the atrocious acts that have happened by the hand of somebody who is severely mentally ill, where people were injured or people were killed. It's unfortunate and it's horrible. But what I'm trying to get across with the film is that there are people living with severe mental illness that are actually positive, gentle, kind, productive people in society. The film itself is based on a true story. It's based on my own experience living with the most severe kind of bipolar disorder, and it follows me through my recovery. It is the first feature film of any budget, in our case a very small budget, but it is the first feature film of any budget to not only show the acute phase of mental illness, but to step-by-step follow the main character through his eventual recovery and triumph over the illness.
Yeah. You were diagnosed with bipolar 2. What is that in terms of, how does that differ from bipolar disorder? I'm not quite sure what the diagnosis means.
Well, there are a couple of different kinds of bipolar disorder, and without getting into really any clinical terms, the bipolar that we're familiar with, where you talk about people who perhaps are hypersexual, abusing drugs, spending lots of money, being manic and grandiose in their behavior, that's the basic outline for the manic phase of bipolar 1 disorder, and then, of course, there's the depressive state. Bipolar 2, put real simply, is very much an internal experience that manifests itself, that affects the outside. And what I mean by that is that in my case, instead of being happy and manic, spending lots of money, being hypersexual, perhaps using illicit drugs, I couldn't slow my mind down. I had thoughts going through my head so fast to the point where I didn't even understand them anymore. And when I was in a depressed state, I was very depressed. I was highly suicidal. And I also experienced what's called mixed states. And what I mean by that is I had all these thoughts going through my head really fast, and I was suicidally depressed at the same time. Mm-hmm. So the only way I can really describe that to somebody who hasn't been there is that imagine you're standing in the middle of your room, and you've got one group of people pulling on your arms up, and you've got another group of people pulling on your arms down. You don't know whether you're coming or going.
What put you on the path toward wellness and healing?
Well, you know, I like to there's a book called the DSM-4, and I don't know the exact words that it stands for, but it's a diagnostic statistical book on mental illnesses. It breaks down all the different kinds of mental illnesses.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I wanted to get better is because the only symptom that I never had was a psychotic break. While I was losing my mind and I was agitated and manic and depressed and suicidal, I was highly aware of what I was experiencing, and I'll never forget what it was like to experience that. What put me on the road to healing is that I didn't think I could get better, but I hoped that I could get better, and I had just enough strength within me to lay down on my couch when I couldn't get up and use my laptop and research, and I started learning that there were other people that had been in my shoes that had gotten better. And the reason the film came about is because we as a society, whether we experience mental illness or we're family, friends, or colleagues of people with mental illness, we need to realize that total and complete recovery is possible. And no matter how bad you're suffering, you can get through it. I mean, put real succinctly, my form of bipolar disorder is clinically the most difficult form to treat. Every psychiatrist and psychologist and counselor in the world will agree with that. It's the kind with the least rate in succeeding to treat successfully, and it's the kind with the highest suicide rate. My film is about hope. It's about informing people, and it's about hope. It's about saying even if you're as bad off as can possibly be, you can still get through this.
Yeah. There is a stigma still to mental illness, even though millions of people experience either they experience it firsthand or a loved one or a friend becomes mentally ill. That said, when and how did you decide to start speaking out about mental illness?
Well, as a lot of us know, especially those of us that write, whether we journal or we write books or we write articles in newspapers or on the internet, we're aware of the idea that while you're going through a troubling time in your life, sometimes it's nice to journal and get the ideas out of your head. So I'm a poet. That's what I love to write. And I've written a few books of poetry. They never really got widely accepted. But when I was going through therapy, I thought, I'm just going to journal. And when I started to write, it came out in these sort of poetry-like stanzas. Things like reach out and get help and see a doctor and learn to love yourself and all these little snippets. And so I wrote these little poems. And then after I wrote about 10 or 20 of them, I thought, wow, this is actually starting to help get me on the road. Maybe it can help other people. I self-published the book Kick It With Gusto, A Practical Guide to Living Through Anxiety, Depression, and Bipolar Disorder here where I live in Arizona. And I thought, well, I'm a author now. I've got to go do a book signing. And we did a book signing. It was standing room only. There were 250 people at Changing Hands Bookstore in Tempe, which Publishers Weekly called the most important independent bookstore in the country. And the book was a bestseller for 2 months. And what I realized, the reason that people latched onto it, is because it's not just an autobiography. It's not a clinical book written by a doctor. It's written by a guy who figured out some steps through a lot of diligent study on how to get better and stay better. And when we had standing room only, it brought to mind one thing. And that thing is that mental illness is the most rampant epidemic in our country. There are 54 million people, and many of those people who are going through that want to get better. And so this is just my little part to let people know I was bad off and I got better, and here's some ideas maybe on how you can get better too.
Yeah. How did the Goodrich Quality Theater chain decide to put your film into its theaters for a week?
Well, there's a daily magazine called The Hollywood Reporter I'm sure you're familiar with. I had run 4 ads in The Hollywood Reporter trying to get Hollywood's attention on my film back in March and April of this year. Hollywood didn't respond. They said the film was too independent. They said it would never get shown in a movie theater. And so I ran a final ad in The Hollywood Reporter as an editorial press release, and it just said at the top, Hollywood snubs film on bipolar disorder. Bob Goodrich, who's the second-generation owner of the Goodrich Theaters, saw it, thought, wow, this guy's, you know, he's courageous to say something like that, and maybe he's got something good. And they took a look at it, and we premiered it September 30th, just a few weeks ago, in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We had a phenomenal response. We had a 99% approval rating. And the thought was, you know, Mr. Goodrich said, if it goes well for you at the premiere, we'll put it in more theaters. So we started this weekend we start in what now is 13 theaters. They decided to also put it in a city called Lansing, Michigan, because the community called out for the movie and they called corporate. The message I want to get across is that this film is what's called an ultra-low-budget indie film. It was made for less than $50,000. It was actually made for less than $15,000. There are no special effects. There, the audio tracks and the lighting tracks leave room for improvement, but everybody that's seen the film agrees on one thing. The message of the film is what's important, and we need to look beyond the simple production quality. And Mr. Goodrich and the people at Goodrich Theaters looked beyond it, and they said, wow, there's obviously a market for this film. Let's put it out.
Okay. There, we've got to leave it. Neil, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And if I may say one brief thing to your listening audience, I didn't make this film to become rich and famous. I made it to help people. And I ask only that you give it the consideration to go out and take a look at the movie and see if it's as good as people say it is. And thank you very much for your time.
Neil David Suits. He is a filmmaker, a mental health advocate. He also has bipolar disorder. He has made a feature film, Human Like You, A Bipolar Odyssey, to tell the story and to give people hope. And here in the Champaign-Urbana area, you can see the film at the Savoy 16. It opens Saturday morning, and then it runs through next week. On Saturday and Sunday, the film will be screened at 10:30 a.m. Then next week, Monday through Friday, it will be shown at 7:30. You can see a trailer of the film at the website.